Technocracy News and Trends is the authoritative source of information about technocracy on the internet. I'm Patrick Wood, Editor-in-Chief. Here's the title of the story. Apple forces iPhone users to prove age with ID or lose unrestricted internet access, by Steve Watson via Modernity News. Apple has crossed the Rubicon with this software update, which is more like ransomware, holding customers hostage to ID demands that are invasive, exclusionary, and unnecessary, said the director of Big Brother Watch. It's about protecting children, but it forces adults to upload personal ID documentation to prove their age. If Apple can do it there, it can do it in America. Verified ID is essential in order to implement technocracy. Patrick Wood, Editor, UK. iPhone and iPad owners updating to the latest iOS 26.4 are now confronted with a stark choice. Verify you are an adult by providing a credit card or scanning your ID, or accept automatic web content filters that restrict access. The message users see states clearly. UK law requires you to confirm you are an adult to change content restrictions. Those who do not confirm their age or are found to be underage have web content filters turned on automatically. News. UK iPhone users must now prove their age or lose full internet access. It is absolutely outrageous that overnight, Apple has put a chokehold on Britain's freedom to search the internet, access information, and use apps unless they provide sensitive ID documents. This, pic.twitter.com/GNUCSIHCDD, Big Brother Watch, at Big Brother Watch, March 25, 2026. The government-appointed communications watchdog Ofcom welcomed the development, calling it a real win for children and families, and noting the UK would be one of the first countries in the world to receive such restrictions on their devices. Silky Carlo, director of Big Brother Watch, hit back hard. In the organization's statement, she said Apple had put a chokehold on Britain's freedom to search the internet, access information, and use apps unless they provide sensitive ID documents. She continued, "This means 35 million Brits who have paid hundreds or even thousands of pounds for Apple tech suddenly now have a child's device unless they comply with invasive demands for personal information that go far beyond what UK law requires. Apple has crossed the Rubicon with this software update, which is more like ransomware, holding customers hostage to ID demands that are invasive, exclusionary, and unnecessary," Carlo added. She further urged, "Children's online safety is vital, but requires better parental controls and thoughtful tech responsibility, not sweeping, draconian, shock demands by foreign companies for all of our IDs and credit cards. This is digital ID enforcement by the back door. The same government apparatus that has already advanced newborn baby digital IDs, mandatory digital ID schemes, and biometric tracking is now outsourcing age verification to tech giants at the device level, creating the perfect infrastructure for ongoing surveillance and control. We have previously outlined that broader Orwellian mandatory digital ID and biometric push by the British government, which has claimed that the mandatory ID, based on the UK One login system, will help to stop illegal immigrants from crossing the channel by denying them access to work. The Apple rollout coincides with government moves toward banning social media for under 16-year-olds, including trials on 300 teens that test disabling apps, overnight blocks, or strict one-hour limits. Critics see this as the gradual normalization of universal age verification. Once demanding ID to use your own phone becomes routine, expanding that system to every platform and service is a small step. Beyond blocking illegal or sexually explicit material, the deeper question remains, why should the state have the authority to decide what our kids can and can't access? In a free society, that responsibility belongs to parents, not to bureaucrats in Westminster or executives in Cupertino acting as their enforcers. This is the end of the article. Please share.